Welcome to Radio Logics, Loan Logic's podcast series exploring technology in the mortgage industry. Today's podcast addresses doc processing automation for friction-free MSR acquisition. Mortgage servicing rights acquisition requires responsiveness between buyer and seller. A seller must accommodate the stacking order and documentation requirements of each buyer. A buyer must consume data and files in a timely manner to complete the acquisition process. Today we have with us Meg Gard, LoanLogic's Vice President of Account Management, and Craig Riddell, our Executive Vice President and Chief Business Officer. Welcome, Meg and Craig. Meg, would you give us a rundown of the benefits that LoanLogic's MSR product provides for our customers?
The real benefit of the mortgage servicing rights product that we have at LoanLogic's is meant to be time saving and efficiency that's brought to you as a servicing organization. So the MSR platform really will apply some standards, some rules, which are all configurable, that delivers a loan package to the servicing buyer that enables them quicker absorption of that loan data into their servicing systems.
Meg, how does all this begin?
So the start of that process is the sellers of the MSRs will upload loan packages, and LoanLogic's applies their IDEA platform to process that file and organize it in a way that indexes the documents, it names the documents and stacks the documents according to your configuration desires, and then extracts the data that you deem important from those documents, and then delivers that back to you. So that takes away a lot of the manual data entry that your staff might be having to process now, automates that and makes sure it delivers a comprehensive file to absorb into your servicing rights platform.
Craig, anything you'd like to add?
In addition to Meg's comments, I think normalizes a highly variable process, right? There's any number of file types, any number of delivery formats, and in that process, you end up with lots of manual shortcuts that over the years have just, they've become added steps on manual checklists versus normalizing and mapping all these files to get some transparency and measurability to the process. The buyer really gets a view of their boarding process and the quality of who they're doing business with that beforehand would have been unavailable.
So Craig, what makes LoanLogic's different from other organizations that provide this service?
I think first and foremost, it's volume and scale and our experience, right? We have handled hundreds of millions of file images, billions of what we call loan facts, right? So those extraction artifacts from any particular loan file, we call those loan facts. That history has made it so that we now have as was mentioned earlier, a very configurable set of rules. The accuracy and the expanse of that rule set and that inventory of document names and data fields is beyond what most in the marketplace even scratch the surface at.
Meg, we talk about our technology and the impact it has on the services that we provide. How's that work?
In addition to the expertise we have in the processing of these mortgage documents, I think our technology is really superior. We have spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in building our technology to make this process more seamless, to automate things in a way that truly bring value to the consumer of the data and documents that we're processing.
Okay, I'm the buyer of this service. How should I prepare?
I think the biggest thing that the buyers need to prepare themselves is for change of process, right? The whole idea here is to automate some of the processes that have long been done manually. So this really is a change management experience that the buyers will be undergoing. They should be aware of the process changes that are going to happen. They should get buy-in from the rest of the company that the technology that they're implementing is really going to be a benefit to them as an organization. So there is a wholesale change happening here, right, that will modify a lot of their current manual processes and make them a more efficient, automated company as a result.
Craig, anything that you can add that our customers should be aware of regarding the results we provide?
Yeah, I mean, Meg hit the nail on the head. I think the other piece that's evolving, and it's just going to take time, is limitations of some of the prevailing systems that basically have to absorb the payload that we're delivering.
Yeah.
You have an abundance of data now available that would otherwise have just been ignored, that's now not only available, but it's been verified. So it's highly usable content. But a lot of these systems, whether they are an LOS that's been modified to play a role outside of common origination or the common servicing tools, they may not have housing for all of the data that we can deliver. So there's some dilution of the ultimate value until those kind of partnering tools catch up with what we're able to deliver.
So it sounds like as their other systems evolve to accommodate this influx of data, our services become even more valuable. And in that vein, what benefit can the benchmarking or reporting analytics in the product provide to the customer?
One of the real critical pieces here that can be a very valuable byproduct of this is really centralizing the delivery of these loan packages through, you know, from many disparate sellers really allows a tighter workflow and the availability of data that tracks how these sellers are performing to whatever standards you set. So there are reconciliation reports available that will track when a seller actually delivered the loan documents to you. It can track funding date for that particular loan package. And it really allows the buyer to have a view into how well their service or their sellers are performing in terms of their delivery patterns and how well they are prescribing to their contracted agreements on how quickly they have to deliver these packages to the buyer.
And in addition, those loan facts and those configurable business rules also allow for quick identification of who has the most common themes of the types of defects that they're delivering. That awareness of how many times have we notified, you know, selling partner X of these types of defects and whether they're making true efforts to improve the quality of what they're delivering. Again, lots of times that is very difficult to track. You've had email, phone, and or phone conversations about quality, but having loan level, document level specificity is just something that's never been available to this degree before.
Meg, last question. Where does this fit in the whole fintech, regtech discussion?
You hear so much in the industry today about fintech and regtech, and this is just another arm of that discussion. This is really bringing enhanced, better technology to this part of the mortgage process, which may be lagging a bit behind in the other technological advancements that are made on the front end of the mortgage process.
I think in a nutshell, it has to do with speed and scale. You know, a lot of these challenges when the volume opportunity to acquire assets at a good price become available, you have limitations that are commonly solved with a labor arbitrage. How quickly can I staff or add a vendor that might be offshore to do manual work versus, the scale for us is, it's somewhat infinite at the moment. So how much data, how quickly can you get it at levels of accuracy that are in the high 90s? Is just something that, is remarkable. And I think we've just scratched the surface.
To recap, the LoanHD MSR acquisition module is configurable to investor-defined naming conventions, stacking orders, and required document sets. Data extraction provides the data that is only found in the documents and is needed for both boarding and the proper versioning and indexing of all documents. A reconciliation report provides complete transparency, ensuring all parties stay informed throughout the transaction process. For more information on mortgage servicing rights acquisition, call 215-367-5500 or email loanlogicsinfo@loanlogics.com. Thanks for listening to Radio Logics.